Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The purpose of your story is to bring salvation to the world, where people will see you and believe in the God that you serve. And how wonderful and how merciful and how kind He is. It's a story of hope to others. That if God can do it for you, He can do it for others. And my question to you again, has the story been revealed as yet? Or are you just living your life not knowing the story? You know, the greatest gift that God's given to human beings is the gift of imagination. Because that's what you're going to use to write the screenplay. You know what's a screenplay? You get a script, and then after you have to have a screenplay writer who writes the effects. You know, there's this part in the movie where the hero has to fall off the cliff or, you know, something like that. And then you know how dramatic they make it? Okay. It's a screenplay writer that does that. Make it really captivating and, you know, where after the movie finishes, you don't know whether you've got nails left anymore. Now, let's talk about the story. Every good story, every moving story, every gripping story, every story that's worth the read has the following components into it. The first thing about every good story is that it will always start with an humble beginning. You know, he was like a nobody, a farmer. Nobody thought about him. And unless and until God intervened in his life, he would have been a forgotten human being. And so the first thing about every good story that it is, has a very, very humble beginning. And then you'll find that every time you read a good story, it's about a call. It's something about this humble human being that has this deep desire to do something wonderful, something extraordinary. You know, when you read the book of 1 Corinthians, it says that God does not call the wise and the noble and the high and mighty. God called the humble of the earth to confound them that are wise. This couple of minutes need to connect with your story. So every story has an humble beginning. Every story has a call. The call of God on its life. Every story must have a hero. You know what we call Manos? And every story must have a hero. And guess who's the hero of your story? Sorry? Yeah, yourself. You are the hero. Now, you're going to read the book of Hebrews chapter 11. What is the book of Hebrews chapter 11 all about? It is the story of heroes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11 is called the Hall of Fame. Famous people that got there because of their faith. It's story of heroes. Now, every story must have a journey. It must have a start and a beginning. You know the start with a humble beginning, and you know what the ending is going to be, right? They lived happy, heavily after, right? You know, that's a good story, right? So everything in between is a filling. Now, how would you like to watch a movie? And the movie is about this. Once upon a time, there was a man. He got up one morning, and he went for a walk. And he walked, 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 and he walked the whole day, and the afternoon he came home, and he was tired, and he slept. How's that story? Would that grip you? And you want to throw things in at the TV, right? Okay, but how would you like this story? Once upon a time, there was a man. He left home because he had some business to do. On his way, he was confronted with robbers. He was severely beaten by the robbers, left to die. The pastor came that way. And the pastor said, I'm too busy, I have to go and preach. And then another pastor came that way. And that pastor also didn't want to help. And then his enemy came that way. As his enemy said, I can't leave him like this. And his enemy took care of his bleeding, bought some food for him, put him in hospital. Now, is that a good story to listen to? It's a good story to listen to. And so, you have to understand your storyline, this journey. You got to understand it. Now, in this story, you will come across many people. Some of them will be supporting actors. Some of them will be just fillers in the story. You know, if you went to Hollywood, apparently, if you went to a visit or anyway, and they're shooting a movie, let's say they're shooting Big Bang Theory or something like that, you know, and they ask, okay, we're shooting this in this cafeteria, and how many of you would like to be fillers? You know, just sit there to make it full. And you think, wow, you know, I'm going to be in the Big Bang Theory, and you know, and get all your families to come home and have a braai and watching this. And the director completely misses you. And then you keep winding forward and backward to see, and then eventually you spot just a slight part of your head, a bald patch, you know. And say, there I am. See, that's not the story God wants for you. That's not the story. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. You are the hero in your story. Somebody else got their story. You don't become an hero in their story. Be a supporting actor. Don't even be a filler. Be supportive. Now, I'm going to make this point because I've been thinking about this point. This is about your story. And the camera is on continuous record. There are moments in your life where you're going to be offended and disappointed with people. And you are sitting offset. Other people are recorded in your movie. You are not there. Because you are disappointed, you are sitting outside the camera. But it's still on record. You know what the point is? The point is, when you are disappointed, when you are upset, or you are, what's the word? You're grieved about something. And you decide, well, I'll take a back seat. The camera is still rolling. The only difference is you're not on stage. And you're not upset with the guy that's pushing your buttons. You know who you're upset with? The one who wrote the script. Because the one who wrote the script said, you are more than a conqueror. And you decided, I don't want to conquer this thing. I said. But the other people in your story are being recorded. Because the camera is rolling. So when you are offended, that's a word. You are offended with the producer. You are offended with the director. Who else? The movie makers, Marlene. You are offended with the producer, Duncan. Well, the scriptwriter.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.